This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, well, I don't think he talked about sending U.S. troops to complete the job of destroying Hamas. That's our commitment. That's our job, and we're absolutely committed to it. And I also don't think he said that he's going to fund it. He said that neighboring states, wealthy states, would do it. But the actual idea of allowing first Gazans who want to leave to leave, I mean, what's wrong with that? They can leave, they can then come back, they can relocate and come back, but you have to rebuild Gaza. If you want to rebuild Gaza, you can't have... This is the first good idea that I've heard. It's a remarkable idea. And I think it should be really pursued, examined, pursued, and done, because I think it will create a different future for everyone.
Yeah, obviously, Benjamin Netanyahu, the prime minister in Israel, talking about this concept Donald Trump floated this week. It does have the world talking about Gaza again, right? And what to do there after the war is over. I've invited Mark Cantor. He's a local attorney. He's a personal injury lawyer, but he's also traveled to Israel several times, I believe, since October 7th. He's about to go back. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you for giving me a few minutes this morning. When you heard this the other day and saw this news conference, what were your thoughts on this? Netanyahu called it groundbreaking.
Yeah, I mean, anyone who's arguing against the removal of civilians from Gaza is arguing for them to be murdered as human shields by Hamas. So the only way to make the area safe is to get rid of the terrorist groups that have controlled it and used it as a launching pad for terrorism. You got to remember there was a peace treaty with Hamas and with these Palestinian terrorists on October 6th, you know, when they came in and murdered 1,200 Israelis and stole innocent children, including a 10-month-old baby, who may have been murdered. They murdered these kidnapped victims as part of this, quote, resistance, which is absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you know, America's lost its moral clarity on that.
Yeah, I would agree. I would agree completely on that. Now, you've traveled to Israel. You're about to go back. Where are you going? What are you doing when you travel back over there?
So I'm on a Brotherhood mission. We went last year and we raised and gave out nearly $2 million without administrative fees. And we're doing the same this year. We get a busload of guys and we go, you know, we go to military bases and we barbecue for them. We go to post-traumatic stress disorder clinics and assist. You know, we buy PTSD dogs. We do all sorts of great charitable work. We help rebuild some of these communities that were absolutely destroyed, and visited, you know, near Oz where they were just murdered and kidnapped, and the Nova Film site, the Nova Musical Festival site, things like that. So we're going just to do good deeds and acts of love and kindness.
Mark, I don't know if you've had a chance to keep in touch with people over there in Israel since you've been back, but I'm just curious what the feeling is over there, because my understanding is that Hamas is expected to release a fifth batch of the hostages tomorrow. So three more hostages are expected to be freed. And isn't it set up where they have to, there has to be some sort of an agreement between Israel and Hamas on whether to continue with this ceasefire? Like almost like a second phase of it?
Yeah, I mean, it's so you're dealing with terrorists. So we have a democracy, Israel, which is upstanding and righteous, dealing with the lowest type of slime on the planet, people that would rape and murder as an act of war. And so they continuously renegotiate. And I can't stand American news calling this a prisoner swap. It's not. Israel's giving back criminals, people that murdered sometimes dozens of people in exchange for innocence, people that were at a music festival or in their home and were stolen. It's not a prisoner swap. It's exchanging known criminal terrorists that could end up in America for innocent people. So I don't know how anyone on a college campus can be protesting Israel. It's just we've lost our moral clarity. After World War II, no one or after 9/11. Remember when people were supporting Osama bin Laden after 9/11? And everyone was shaking their heads, or they should have been. That's where America needs to be right now. Yeah. The posture of American morality is we've lost our way. And you know, thankfully, Donald Trump is fixing it.
Yeah, I would agree. Maybe a controversial idea, as they release these criminals back to Palestine, they should give them each a free pager.
Right. Well, there is no such thing as Palestine. That's a myth, too, Mark. I mean, you know, Palestine. So, you know, these Palestinian people were offered states. My father's 87 years old. He's going to be 88. Since he was born, there's been six proposals to give these people a state, and they don't want it. They're there for terror. But it's not that they want to live and be free and. It's that they want to kill Jews. And that's why Jordan and Egypt don't want them.
Yes.
It's, you know, we've got a real, and after World War II, what America did, and, you know, I studied war and peace in the Middle East. I lived in Israel. I went to Hebrew U. I go every year. After World War II, we had to reculture Germany, and it worked. We had to reculture Japan. Remember, they were sending kamikaze missions. So what the world needs to do is reculture Gaza, because what they're wanting to do, their desire, and they teach these young children, is to go and murder not just Jews, but Americans, too. I mean, they hate Christians. They hate Americans. They hate us. So we have to deal with the problem over there, or we're going to have it over here.
Yeah, I would agree with that completely. So you're going back again, what did you tell me, 2 weeks from now?
I'm going February 25th to March 5th.
All right.
And I do have a link if people want to give and help. And you know, we're just trying to do good deeds. We're just trying to help people. We go to hospitals and we visit patients. And it's not just Jewish patients and not just Jewish people. I mean, we're going to, you know, visit Ethiopian communities. So the other lie that is spread about Israel is that it's an apartheid state. It is not. I mean, I go there every year, and it's, you know, it's white, it's black, it's brown, it's Arab. It's the only state in the Middle East that it is a true democracy where people have freedom. So, you know, if you watch the U.S. media, they create this bias.
Right.
And it's simply not true. And I invite any one of your listeners to go and visit and see it for themselves. I mean, go to the Holy Land. It should be on the bucket list of travel.
I would agree. What's that link, Mark?
You know what? It's through the JNF, and I don't have it off the top of my head, but I'm going to send it to you, and maybe you can share it.
I will. Please do. And I hope people will pay attention and contribute. I'd love to have you back on once you're in Israel, so we'll get that worked out as well.
Fantastic. I'd love to be on. I appreciate you both for having me.
You bet. Mark Cantor, thanks for your time. We appreciate that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.